I can only give you love that lasts forever, and the promise to be near each time you call. And the only heart I own for you and you alone. That's all. That's all. I can only give you country.
Welcome back. I'm Michael Ray. You are listening to Thought Provoking Talk on Dresser After Dark.
And a love whose burning light will warm the winter night. That's all. That's all. There are those, I am sure, who have told you.
Daniel St. Pierre with us. He is the founder and CEO of Cybergenica. He's an established online marketing expert currently working out of St. Petersburg, Florida. And by age 31, listen to this, Daniel successfully prospered as president of the largest Canadian internet direct electronic mail organization, reaching as many as 5 million customers per day. And he's created, marketed, and currently manages over 170 websites. And he's host to more than 3 million unique visitors every month. And also, he's highly praised. He's a consultant in the areas of internet marketing and web production. And let us do this and say, Daniel, hi, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Michael Ray. Thank you for having me on.
Oh, and thank you so much for being here. You know, when we talk about internet marketing today, obviously, over the past 8 or 9 years, it has become something. From what I've seen in my experience and talking to people and looking at the internet and marketing for many, many, many years now, there's a completely different kind of customer, end result customer out there today, and it's more of an e-customer than anything else, and unless you know how to talk to that customer, you're going to lose.
That's true. Though people are becoming more and more internet marketing savvy, there's still a language barrier there, and that's an area where I believe I excel, having the ability and to explain complex processes in plain English.
Okay, and that's really what it's about, isn't it? The ability to not only explain to whoever it is that you're dealing with, but then that second step, that second dimension, Daniel, is getting that message out to that public out there who needs to get the message.
Absolutely, yes. Being also to gauge the internet intellect of my clients has been challenging since the mid-90s. However, in recent years, more and more entrepreneurs and business owners and even executives are looking at internet marketing and catching up on what's available online. A lot of endless resources are available to for individuals to catch up on, to read up on. However, there's still a bridge there that needs to be crossed, and often they need their hand to be held, and they need someone to have, that has the experience, that has the expertise, and has made the mistakes to help them overcome these challenges and jump over those hurdles and avoid these mistakes that often are very costly mistakes when it comes to internet marketing.
Now more than ever, Daniel, this is extremely important, because let's go back to the old mom and pop organizations. You know, everybody loved them and everybody knew who they were and they were doing fine. Major corporations came in and mom and pops got driven out. They couldn't compete with the major corporations. Then the major corporations had to compete now with somebody new. They had international markets and they were now the mom and pops and they couldn't compete. So they outsourced. When they outsourced, those people that they outsourced, where'd they go? They went home, they got on the computer, they started their new businesses, and the mom and pops, there was a resurgence, they emerged again.
Exactly.
But they need to be taught how to do it.
It's a wonderful thing to see, though, that corporate America now is not only challenged, but like you said, competing with mom and pops to single owner type businesses that are home-based businesses. I mean, how absolutely ironic that the same people who were working with corporate America 5 to 10 years ago and now find themselves competing with the same companies that discarded them.
No question about it. And I think it's interesting because what we're looking at is the economic condition of the country right now. Good, bad, or indifferent. It will come back. Then who knows when we'll come back. But the point is, when we look at that 10%, basic 10% of unemployment, nobody looks at the 90% of people who are working. And in addition to that, that 10% of unemployment is going out and doing what America does. If nobody's going to do it for you, you go out and you do it yourself. And that 10% is doing it for themselves.
Yes, absolutely.
And I think that's really where the key is. Now, when I get into the internet, I take a look at my computer. Now I'm all dressed up, but I'm like a lot of people. I have nowhere to go. So what's our first step? What do we have to do to be able to make sure that we can get up on a level playing field with the rest of the marketplace?
Well, there are really two ways to to capitalize on the internet and basically capitalize on traffic from the internet and from search engines primarily, one of which is, of course, organically, and another one is inorganically. Basically, an inorganic way to drive traffic to a site, which then you can monetize, involves advertising, paying for your traffic. What's great about non-organic traffic or paid traffic is that it is almost instantaneous. You spend money today, you earn money today. The drawback to inorganic traffic and campaigns is that once you stop paying for traffic, then you stop making money.
Sure.
On the flip side, you have organic campaigns or organic search engine marketing that ultimately involves search engine optimization, otherwise known as SEO. You have link building campaigns, whereas link popularity has become a tremendously important variable in the Google search algorithm that people need to absolutely focus on when trying to gain a chunk of the market, whatever market that you're in. Of course, there's social networking, very important part of absolutely driving traffic to websites. And one of the more exciting, if you will, items that we're working on these days are viral marketing pieces. And one of the silliest questions that I've asked is viral marketing contagious? And my answer is, I hope so. I certainly hope so. That's the point. And viral marketing, basically pieces such as YouTube videos, white papers, PowerPoint presentations, sure, radio shows, MP3s, you name it. These pieces are distributed using OPR or other people's resources. And when shared between friends, family, colleagues, coworkers, these pieces drive inbound traffic, thereby creating an inbound marketing campaign. So instead of spending a lot of money on driving traffic to your website, you want to be spending a little bit of money on creating viral pieces that can then be distributed among people using other people's resources, other people's money, such as YouTube's money. There's nothing wrong in creating one engaging video, sure, an informative and entertaining video that you drop on YouTube, and using other people's money, OPM, you allow YouTube to host and to serve this video. They're paying for it. It's their expense. Yet the inbound marketing flow you stand to greatly benefit from. And so inbound marketing is huge nowadays.
Let's go back to the inorganic, and then I'm going to move forward. The inorganic. There was a day in radio, and I've been around radio in and of itself, 28 years now. And I remember that's not the old days, but those are the old days in radio when you had advertisers. That's when there was a lot of money out there to spend. Very hard to find today. Even some of the major networks have a hard time finding that advertiser that's going to make sure that they stay in business as long as the show goes on. So then we move to inorganic. We move to the viral marketing. I think one of the dimensions that we truly have to look at with all of the ways that we can move traffic to a particular website, we have to make sure that end result, that end user, that person that we're marketing to out there understands the message in a way that they can relate to. And I think that's one of the biggest pieces that's missing today in almost every phase and facet of marketing. Do you know the old example that you want to go to a hardware store, you want to drill a hole in the wall at home, so you go to buy a drill. And then the question rhetorically would be, are you buying the drill or the hole? Most people say, I'm buying the drill. Well, you're not. You're buying what the drill can do for you. If a cup of coffee could make that hole, that's what you would do. And so a tremendous amount of marketing, Daniel, is they're selling the drill. They never get to the hole, and they've spent all this money. They've got all of this activity going on, and you've got the end user out there saying, huh? So I think it's a very valid dimension that has to be addressed, is understanding, having the audience out there understand what you meant by what you said and what it is that you're saying and how they can relate to it on a personal level.
Absolutely. I agree with you 100%. And yeah, the drill in the hole is a perfect example, much like a tanning beds and tanning itself.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, absolutely. Nobody buys a book. Nobody buys a car. Nobody buys a whatever. They buy what it can do for them. and it's true. And I really believe that, you know, the types of things that you're doing, I would not dare go out into the marketplace by myself without somebody like you sitting behind me, because I know one thing. There are things that I know in this world that I've got a decent handle on. There are things that I don't know. And it's not what you know, don't know that gets you in trouble. It's what you don't know, you don't know.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Absolutely. A lot of people, a lot of individuals nowadays, I mean, of course, you can read up on the Internet, but having Internet marketing is as much an art form as it is a science in itself, and being able to optimize a website, to diversify keywords in and out of the sequence, being able to do so with not only the users in mind. Of course, you always have to have the user in mind in order to produce a website that converts well. But Michael Ray, copy needs to, nowadays, more so than ever, needs to be produced with search engines in mind.
Sure.
And having the ability to diversify these keywords, to even consider typos when we are producing a copy for a client and when I'm working one-on-one with individuals. You know, just because somebody can't type Cadillac right doesn't mean I don't want to sell them a car. And that's what we're dealing with a lot these days, is dealing with typos and every single variation of keywords that we can possibly produce and insert in the copy, which is it's working out real well for our clients.
Oh, sure. You know, there's that old thing about the 6 degrees of separation. I remember in the old days, if they said, who do you know? You know, reach out, and you might know somebody who might know somebody who might know somebody, and it may go 6, 7, 8 people out, and you might know at most 50 or 60 people. We are dealing in a brand new world, Daniel. We're dealing in a world now, if you do it the right way, you can get your message out to literally hundreds of millions of people. And why waste the time if you can't do it right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
You're right.
No, I'm with you across the board. I think it's absolutely phenomenal. Somebody comes to you, what's the first thing, what's the first step they take to get to where they want to go?
Well, the first step is I take a look at their website and I tell them how they're what they're lacking and how basically their website is, how it can be improved. Obviously, I've yet to see one website since the mid '90s that I cannot improve upon in one capacity or another. And we're talking about not only improving the user experience there, but increasing the ROI, which is, you know, the bottom line for very many people. I'm blessed that I don't have to worry so much about income. I concern myself more with outcome. And not very many people are in this position. Nowadays, with the economy, a lot of business owners, executives, are concerned with the bottom line, with getting maximum return on investment. I'm in a position that I can not only help individuals increase their bottom line, but I can do so on an exponential rate and be able to do so for them that will benefit for years, as opposed to only in a short run where, sure, they could. There are a lot of methods and strategies out there that are implemented by other marketing experts that are somewhat gray hat strategies that on the short run they'll have positive impact. However, in the long run, may get them black flagged or red flagged and then eventually have them drop off search engines. So you want to be really careful who you deal with. And as a business owner and executive, you want to be fully aware of what is being done to your website, what is being done on social networks, in your link-building campaign, and make sure that you are fully aware of what steps are being taken by the agency or individuals that you're hiring, because a lot of methods will get you instant results, but that's all they're going to be is instantaneous, and in the long run will end up costing you a lot more money than you've made.
Well, I think that's the key also. Website promotion is one thing, but your expertise flows into one very critical dynamic area, which is traffic management.
That's absolutely
very important.
Well, people are worried nowadays getting more traffic, and when it comes to the Internet and especially traffic that is being either purchased from search engines on an inorganic basis or that's being developed through an organic campaign, more is not necessarily better. And what I'm good at is driving targeted traffic to websites, doing so from search engines or social networks, online classifieds, or even email marketing, and driving better traffic, not necessarily more traffic, but traffic that will convert, better, thereby impacting positively my client's ROI.
Now, how do we find you? I think that's the most important question we can ask.
Well, we're at cybergenica.com, which is one of my web properties. Since the mid-90s, I have been able to implement several, over 150 websites on the Internet that are all self-sustained, unlike Cybergenica, which is a services company, a purpose-driven Internet marketing agency. Visiting cybergenica.com, and for your audience and listeners here today, there's a little something that I'd like to offer the listeners out there that are interested in finding out where their website resides on search engines, and as such, by visiting cybergenica.com/dresser, they can take advantage of a free search engine ranking report that we'll produce for them. It's a $100 value, but the data that's found therein is truly worth its weight in gold and then some, truly priceless. And then along with that, I would love the opportunity to discuss the search engine ranking report with your listeners and try and help them enhance their web presence in one capacity or another. And you know what? If they can't be helped, if their website is so perfect that they're reaching their audience and they're converting very well, then God bless them. They don't need my help.
Yeah, we might find one person out there, too, maybe. I got it. Daniel, we're running out of time again. One more time, please, with the website.
Website is www.cybergenica.com/dresser. Also, I do invite your listeners to take a look at my blog, cybergenica.com/blog. I have daily entries on there and internet marketing gems that I am sure they'll find tremendously rewarding.
By the way, do you have any relatives in Alaska?
No, I don't.
I know a Bill St. Pierre, and rarely do I ever run into a St. Pierre.
Well, I'm French Canadian, living the American dream, Michael Ray, and I welcome any and every opportunity that I have to assist individual in just reaching out for their dreams as well, and trying to help them not only reach them but surpass them.
Wonderful. Hey, Daniel, thank you so much for joining us.
You're welcome.
Take care. Good night.
Good night.
Where we long to be, like Bangkok, Hong Kong, and Paris, and Venice, Tokyo and Cairo and Lisbon and London, wonderful, fabulous places we're longing to see.